Hello there, I'm Monica Reinagle. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Nancy writes, what's your take on Soleil water? I've been hearing a lot about it and how fantastic it can be, but I don't want to jump on the bandwagon if it's detrimental to my health. Well, good for you, Nancy. I'm glad you asked before jumping on that bandwagon. Soleil water, if you haven't heard of it, is a new fad that's being promoted by various alternative health and wellness gurus. Basically, it amounts to drinking salt water. Not just any salt water, mind you, but a special solution made from pink Himalayan salt and purified water. Himalayan salt, as the name suggests, is harvested from the Himalayan mountains, which actually used to be ancient seabeds. The pink color is due to the presence of various minerals and other impurities in the salt. Now, most of the minerals that are found in Himalayan salt have no known function in the human body. Some of them, though, such as potassium and magnesium, are essential. And others, such as cadmium, mercury, and arsenic, are actually harmful if they're consumed in sufficient quantities. Fortunately, the quantities that we're talking about here are far too small to be harmful. But by the same token, they're also too minute to be nutritionally meaningful. Now, these pink crystals have become fairly ubiquitous. I have a jar of them in my kitchen right now, and they do look very pretty in a salt grinder. And those trace minerals can impart a mellower, more complex flavor that a lot of people find pleasant. And because they're not as pure, unrefined sea salts like Himalayan salt are sometimes a bit lower in sodium than just regular table salt. But now Himalayan salt is also being used to make this Soleil water. The usual procedure is to dissolve pink salt crystals in water to make a concentrated solution, and then you mix a teaspoon of this concentrate in a glass of water and drink it once or twice a day. By the way, I'm not clear on why this two-step process is necessary. It seems to me that you could just dissolve a quarter teaspoon of salt in a glass of water, but apparently that disrupts the vibrations or something. In any case, drinking this Soleil water on a daily basis is said to provide an astonishing array of benefits. Here is a partial list gleaned from the internet, that most reliable of sources. Soleil water is said to detoxify the body, balance systemic pH, improve hydration, improve mineral status, reduce muscle cramps, help balance your blood sugar, support hormone balance for everyone, no matter what hormonal issues you face. No, seriously, that is a verbatim quote. It's also supposed to help balance blood pressure, improve sleep, act as a powerful antihistamine, support weight loss, support thyroid and adrenal function, reduce cravings for addictive substances, rid the body of heavy metals, prevent arthritis, kidney and gallbladder stones, boost your energy, prevent varicose veins, and strengthen your bones. Wow, can you believe how powerful this stuff is? Yeah, neither can I. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order. And now, how about these claims for Soleil water? Well, some of these, such as balancing your blood pressure, don't even make sense. I don't even know what that means. Others of them are far-fetched extrapolations that are vaguely based on biological functions that might involve sodium and/or various minerals. But the amount of minerals that you would get from using Himalayan salt or drinking Solei water are far too small to be affecting these functions in any measurable way. And there's no substantiation for the claims that these tiny, tiny amounts of minerals are somehow more usable or powerful because they're in some sort of energetically charged form or harmonically balanced proportions. But what about the placebo-controlled double-blind research that's being cited as scientific proof that this stuff works? Well, there does appear to have been a single unpublished study, which used a highly questionable and unvalidated testing methodology to measure various indicators of quote-unquote optimal wellness. And even then, their findings didn't come close to supporting the kinds of claims that are being made for Solei water. Drinking any salt water can act as a laxative, and that might be helpful if you're constipated, but it's not going to remove toxins from your body. And drinking salt water can also easily cause nausea or vomiting, so it's not a strategy I would recommend. Of course, the internet is full of anecdotal reports about how drinking Solei water has had miraculous effects on people's health, but I think we're looking at a whole lot of placebo effect, uncontrolled variables, and just some plain old marketing. Drinking Solei water is a completely pseudoscientific fad with little proven or even plausible benefit. I'd steer clear of this one if I were you. Do you have a question or a claim that you'd like me to research? Feel free to send me an email at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or post it on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I'd love to look into it for you. And if you enjoy listening to podcasts, I hope you'll add the Nutrition Diva to your playlist and check out all the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts as well. Thanks so much for listening this week. Have a great week and remember to eat something good for me.